The Bush administration is trying to head off more changes in what it calls its coalition of the willing in Iraq, a day after Spain announced it will withdraw its troops. In their telephone conversation today, Mr. Bush urged Spain's new prime minister to avoid giving, in the president's words, false comfort to terrorists or enemies of freedom in Iraq. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Administration officials were doing damage control today. State Department spokesman Richard Boucher said he expected Honduras, with its 370 troops, to follow Spain's lead and pull out of Iraq. But he insisted other countries are renewing their commitments. Boucher said Spain's decision didn't come as a surprise, but the timing did. The U.S. expected Spain to at least wait to see what kind of new United Nations resolution might emerge.
We regret that they made such an abrupt announcement of their decisions to withdraw. And certainly we hope that the government of Spain will withdraw its troops in a coordinated fashion, in a orderly manner that permits the close coordination with other coalition forces so that there's not any deficit of any kind on the ground.
While U.S. officials are playing down the military significance of the withdrawal of Spain's 1,400 troops, the political damage could be severe at a time when the U.S. is seeking to broaden international support. Miguel Ángel Martínez, a member of the European Parliament from Spain's now ruling Socialist Party, told the BBC that his party had promised voters during the recent election campaign that it would pull out unless the United Nations took over in Iraq.
For the last 3 weeks, we have been conducting talks, and it has proved absolutely obvious that there is no intention to give the UN the slightest responsibility, especially in what has to do with the military setup there.
President Bush is leaning heavily on the United Nations to help in Iraq's political transition. UN envoy Lakhdar Brahimi has made some preliminary proposals for a caretaker government to take over from the American-led occupation authority this summer. But the U.S. will still take the lead on Iraq's security, according to National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice, who was interviewed on ABC's This Week.
The UN is not the panacea here. The UN is playing an important central role through what Lakhdar Brahimi is doing in helping to arrange the political transition. But the idea that somehow if there were a UN flag instead of a coalition flag, that these thugs would not be attacking is, frankly, I think, just a little bit naive.
Countries contributing to Iraq have been seeking a new UN stamp of legitimacy. The Bush administration says it does expect to pass some sort of UN Security Council resolution to bless Iraq's political transition before it hands power to Iraqis at the end of June. Lee Feinstein of the Council on Foreign Relations argues the Bush administration should have given real authority to the UN months ago.
The United States has come to this option very late in the day. And in fact, it's going to be much, much harder for Brahimi to broker a deal than it would have been some time ago had the United States gone to the UN earlier when the UN was seeking an active role.
Security remains a major concern for the UN. The Bush administration has been lobbying countries to contribute troops to a special force that would protect a UN mission to Iraq. But the State Department acknowledged today it's unlikely countries will contribute now, before the U.S.-led occupation comes to an end and before the UN's future role is clarified. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.